Every month we put the spotlight on, well, those telling their stories. Guests in studio on behalf of the local partnerships involved with our most experience, including St. Anne's, Porter Hills, Clark, Emmanuel Hospice. Today we hear from one who's been involved in English education at many levels since receiving her PhD in English in 1980. So I make sure I spell correctly and I'm distinct as my conversation because I don't want you, Dr. Sheila Bartle, to judge me. Thank you for you being here. Let me do a nice formal introduction. You have created Give Voice as an opportunity to coach others in expressing their true selves. Sounds like a calling for you in your years of experience. Good morning, Dr. Bartle.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. Thank you. Hey, let's talk a little bit about you. Have you always had a love for English?
I have. My mother was an English teacher. My grandmother was a teacher, and I've loved literature all my life. It's been a solace and a stimulus. And I think actually what you said at the very beginning about watching your language and your spelling, that's sort of the underside of being an English teacher. The other side of being an English teacher is enjoying the literature and then encouraging other people to enjoy it and express themselves, regardless of spelling, right?
Well, that's in these worlds, so you get that spell check to either mess you up or to use, but I still have an issue with the T-H-E-I-R versus T-H-Y apostrophe R-E.
Sure, and don't let that stop you from writing, though, is all I'm saying.
Thank you for that reminder, because that is what we want to talk about. You are passionate about helping people express themselves. So let's, again, back to your journey, I guess, Sheila. You taught English?
Yes, I taught for over 40 years. I started at high school level, which I love. I still love. Yeah. There's something about high school kids.
Here locally or?
No, I taught in Rockford, Illinois. And then I got my higher degrees at Loyola in Chicago. And so I taught in Chicago and then went up to St. Paul and then back to Chicago. And now I'm here, not teaching, retired.
Here because of family?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I followed my daughter and her husband and their children, so I'm a grandma here.
Good. I'll put that hat on occasionally. So, passionate about helping people express themselves. You do this through your work at Give Voice. What is this, Sheila?
Well, Give Voice is just the language that I chose to give people a sense of helping them, how I might help them express themselves. I think we really all have a need to express ourselves, and we want to, but writing is a challenge for many people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, as you mentioned, you're giving subtle hints. Just write, right? Don't worry about the grammar immediately.
Exactly. So that's really what an editor does, or what you can do after you've expressed yourself. If you write and edit at the same time, it's kind of like having one foot on the gas pedal and the other foot on the brake at the same time.
There's some jerking going on. I feel that. What is Give Voice?
Give Voice is just my little business, right? That's just my language.
It's your business, your language. But you do tell. I mean, I guess before I get into how you are helping as a writing coach, you tell personal, and why do you think that telling personal stories is important or helpful to people? And obviously you advocate for this.
Yes. Well, when we're able to tell a story about our lives, it means that we're able to take a certain position and to have a certain vision that we can't have when we're in the midst of living the life. So you have maybe more understanding of yourself, less judgment. You perhaps have a larger perspective that includes other people that you didn't have when you were living it. So that can be very healing to people to write their story from a different point of view, from an older point of view, if you will.
Yes. So do you have as a profession a writing coach hat? Are you hired to help one write their memoir?
Yes, I am. And the other way I can help people is by actually having them tell me their stories, and then I write the story for them. So I've written a biography of a gentleman. His wife thought that he was perhaps a little depressed because he'd been ill. And she said, I think it'd it'd pep him up to hear his life story or to bring his life story into language. And so I interviewed all kinds of people, including him, of course, but other people who had known him over the years, and compiled a book. And that book became a biography with pictures. And I think it did pep him up. I think it had a quite an effect to see his life out there in a book.
Is that what you brought in?
Yes, I brought in a couple. You know, I wrote one.
So what's the name? The title? I guess
it's just his name. Yes. So it's just a story of his life, which is quite fascinating. The opening story is about his father who came to America, walked across Hungary, came to America, and then my subject had to find his father. So it's quite interesting.
Yes, using illustrations and maps and more?
Yes, and interviews with people who have something to say about us that we might not say about ourselves.
Yeah. And the full name of that book is?
Well, it's his personal name, so I'm going to refrain from that. But
so I can't go out and buy it in the
bookstore?
It's
just John Smith.
Okay.
No. Okay. It's self-published, and
nice.
He bought a number of copies and then gave them to people. Okay. Yeah.
John Smith does a lot in this world, doesn't he? Thank you for that. What is this other book?
This is a book I wrote about my brother, for my brother, and I did the same thing. I just interviewed all kinds of people and what they had to say about him.
Is this the 50-page biography?
Yes.
For his 70th birthday. What was that experience like with your brother? Is he still with us?
He is.
Thank you.
He
is.
Well, I loved it. Huh. I love him, and so I love the subject matter, but I also learned about him from other people, and I think it was meaningful for him. I think it meant a great deal to him. I think maybe I was almost too idealistic. Maybe I painted too perfect a picture of him, but but that'll be volume two, I guess, when I bring it down to reality.
And again, one can do this, get it published into a hardback, but you have to keep it in the family.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the stories that you've heard and written over the years, and share a couple lessons you've learned.
Well, everybody has a story, but most people underestimate themselves and think, well, I don't have a story. I'm just an ordinary person. But really, each one of us has a story, and there's something about hearing a story that's so attractive. I think as human beings, we love to hear stories, and we're very drawn to them. And so I think it's a wonderful gift to give to family members or to younger people if you can share your story with them.
Yes. We're telling your story here, we call that. That's the name of this segment here on The Morning Show. Special guest, Sheila Bartol, a lifelong educator, learner who's been involved in English education, creating a Give Voice and more, thanks to those in the community, including Emmanuel Hospice and more. What's this legacy letter?
Well, Legacy Letter is a workshop that I provide to people, and it's for people who want to write a letter to a single younger person. It may be somebody in the family, but it may not be. It may just be
a letter to my younger self, I've often heard.
Well, that's a little different.
Okay.
This is I've read that books like that. That's very interesting. This is a letter to a young person from a different generation. It doesn't have to be a grandchild or just maybe even a younger colleague, someone whose future you care about. And so you have chosen the person to receive this letter, and what you bequeath to them is not money or China, but you bequeath a value that you've tried to live by. And so you tell them stories. I help people get out the stories, and you write a letter to that person saying, I hope that you can sort of enjoy my experience with this value, and perhaps it'll help you in your future.
Here in my prep material, thank you, Sheila, Dr. Bartol, there is an outline of this legacy letter. It's not a will, not a memoir, as you mentioned, a personal letter. And then you ask us to choose a value and offer experience of it. What kind of value would I choose?
Well, there's all kinds of values. One word, another word would be a practice or something that you have admired. And so what I do as a writing coach is give all kinds of prompts to help people find, discover a value that they have held all their lives. Not that they've lived it perfectly. In fact, part of the letter is the challenges to the value, what I call the shadow side. So it may be a value such as generosity or hard work.
Yes.
I had one person who chose gardening. So you explain in the letter why this value is important to you, and you tell us stories about it, and you give us images of it. And you don't give it to us, I shouldn't say that. You give it to one individual person. It could be a younger sister, it could be a daughter, a son. And you let that reader see you living out this value. So instead of advice, you tell a story or you give us an image.
And I also say, see the gift of authenticity, your authentic voice, true stories or examples, experience. So again, all part of your workshop.
Yes, yes. So it's your letter. It's not a platitudinous, you know, general letter. And it's not a letter to the whole family. Okay. It's a letter from one person to a younger person.
And
you could do this, of course, many times.
Yes.
I mean, you can replicate this letter with every opportunity you have that there's somebody you want to send it to.
Sounds like it's a healthy writing exercise.
I hope so. Yes. I hope so.
So where's Dr. Sheila Bartle's memoir?
Oh, well, that's a good question. You know, I don't find writing to be terribly easy, which I think is one reason I like being a writing coach, because I recognize that it's not the easiest thing. And this kind of work takes some courage.
Yes.
Takes some courage to review your life and say, you know, I do value hard work, but I recognize that if I can get out of it and be lazy, I will. So that takes some, you know, willingness to confront yourself. But you're right. I need to get going.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
But until then, continue doing what you do well for others. Are there workshops and other writing coach opportunities for us you'd like us to know, Sheila?
Well, I did one at the Dominican Center, and I may do another one for hospice workers. At this point, if somebody's interested in having me write their family stories, or if they themselves would like to write a legacy letter and have me help coach them, the best way is just to get in touch with me personally.
How do we do that?
We do that by going to my website, which is msheilabartle.com, or email is bartlesheila, that's E-I-L-A, at gmail.com.
That's how we work.
And I've got a phone number, my cell phone, 773-682-5743.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing your story with us on the segment, Telling Your Story, Sheila Bartle. Take care to you.
Thank you.